This is the parallax for Sunday, July 26th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We're starting with politics, where a federal appeals court has dealt a significant setback to the Trump administration's voting agenda. The first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston declined Saturday to lift an injunction blocking key provisions of a March executive order that sought to tighten mail-in voting rules ahead of November's midterm elections. The injunction was originally secured by Democratic-led states back in June. The Department of Justice has signaled it could seek emergency relief from the Supreme Court if the administration doesn't prevail. How this is being framed varies notably across outlets. The Guardian reports the court rejected the administration's request to lift the injunction in 23 states, describing the executive order as aiming to restrict mail-in voting before elections that will decide control of Congress. The Washington Examiner calls it a setback for Trump and notes the First Circuit declined to lift the injunction blocking key provisions. Fox News reports the appeals court blocked the executive order across 23 states and notes the fight could escalate to the Supreme Court. The key detail? The Department of Justice previously told the court it's prepared to seek emergency Supreme Court relief if it loses at the appellate level, which it just did. Turning to Maine's Senate race, Democrats have selected a new champion after scandal forced their original candidate to withdraw. Saturday, Maine Democrats convened a special nominating convention in Bangor and selected Troy Jackson, the former state Senate president, as their candidate to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins. Jackson is a fifth-generation logger and workers' rights advocate who will contest one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races, a seat viewed as critical to Democratic efforts to regain Senate control. The coverage here reflects predictable partisan divides. The Guardian reports Jackson secured the nomination to rapturous applause and describes him as a prominent workers' rights advocate and leading progressive voice. Axios states his selection represents another win for the left flank of the Democratic Party and notes the race is ranked a toss-up. Fox News leads with fresh scrutiny clouding the Senate reset and notes Jackson faces questions about his eligibility. The Daily Wire states Democrat Party bosses hand-selected Jackson in a process it compares to the 2024 selection of Kamala Harris. The underlying fact, Jackson becomes the Democratic nominee in a genuinely competitive race where control of the Senate could be decided. In related news, millions of Americans are losing food assistance. According to an analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, more than 4 million Americans, including over 1 million children, lost access to Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits between July 2025 and March 2026. These cuts followed passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Food banks across the country say they are unable to fill the resulting gap and describe operating in emergency management mode. The Guardian reports the CBPP analysis found more than 1 million children lost SNAP access since the bill passed. Axios notes food banks are staring down a gap they can't fill and quotes Terry Shoemaker of a food bank describing the situation as emergency management mode. State agencies are strained alongside the charitable sector, leaving vulnerable populations caught between two failing safety nets. Moving to the world stage, India's government has experienced what analysts are calling its most significant political challenge in over a decade. India's education minister Dharmendra Pradhan resigned Saturday after weeks of student-led protests over allegations that his ministry failed to prevent leaks of medical school entrance exams. The self-styled Cockroach Janta Party, a Gen Z movement that also challenged Prime Minister Narendra Modi's handling of youth unemployment, called off its demonstrations after the government agreed to all of its demands. How outlets characterize this moment reveals its significance. NPR reports the movement has become perhaps the biggest challenge to Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his 12 years in office, and questions whether Modi can calm youth anger going forward. The BBC states the protest has been the most visible expression of public anger against Modi's government in recent years. Bloomberg reports that Modi swiftly yielded to a group that didn't exist a few months ago, describing the episode as puncturing his image of near invincibility at the polls. That's the parallax for Sunday, July 26th. Thanks for listening.